There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This segment is brought to you by University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Each day brings new challenges at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. They are tackling them head-on with compassion, ingenuity, and determination, just like they have for over 150 years. That's the power of I. Visit power.illinois.edu to learn more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Nancy, how about a little happy birthday when we get a chance? We got to do a great production here.
Radio 670 The Score. It's not my birthday, too, but it is your birthday, and you say so, and happy birthday, David. It's
Thank you.
Yeah. A glorious birthday in quarantine. We've been through a lot of them, and so happy for you.
I don't have a funny story about a McCaskey singing me happy birthday like you do, but thank you nonetheless. It's very nice to be remembered. On your birthday. Yeah, kind of weird with the quarantine thing, so you can't really, you know, what do you have planned? You're going to go to the living room or the dining room? Oh, maybe the basement.
You know? You can go outside. You can walk out.
No, you can. Definitely have those plans. That's every day, though. I mean, I think that it's been fun throughout this. I mean, fun is that's a kind of relative word, but I think that being able to get out and exercise every day has been just necessary, because if you're going to be confined to and this is, we're lucky, we're still working, we're still talking about sports without sports to have any results, but when you work in your studio that is your home for 9 weeks, getting outside is definitely something that we need to do, and doing it every day has helped a lot.
I like that you called it your studio. I don't know whether to think of you like in a room with like eggshell around you that would kill noise, or to think of you like in a little room where you're painting your studio. I'm in a closet, okay? So my studio isn't exactly ideal. It's just the closest spot to the Wi-Fi router.
Well, my studio sounds a lot fancier than it actually is because, as I told you when we started this, we used to use this for storage. It's attached to our deck. It's sort of an extension to our house. And so what you do is you kind of do what you need to do. And the first day of the quarantine broadcast, I was in our basement, which is right below our bedroom. And so at 5 o'clock, I was like, "Good morning, Molly. How you doing?" And my wife's like, "Are you kidding me? Is this the way it's going to be until until it isn't?" And I'm like, "Well, how bad was it?" She's, "Well, I didn't get back to sleep." So having known that, that afternoon I was basically tasked with finding a better solution.
Yeah.
So this is a new spot. It's been a good solution. And so I will call it my studio forever because it is my little cubbyhole of a studio.
Yeah, I told you, I've burnt out all the light bulbs getting down here, so I'm now in the basement. I've got a little lamp that I've moved in, so it's really kind of pleasant lighting. I've been thinking I should light some candles or something, you know, get some very cool vibe.
A little mood lighting would be good. Yeah.
Yeah, why
It'd
not?
It'd be fun.
Has Blair gotten up yet, David? Because I know he's going to bake you the cake, right?
That's it's depending on how late he stayed up last night. You know, when your 19-year-old moves back home after living a college lifestyle for the last year and a half, you as a parent, you're like, yeah, we're adapting to him, and you forget, well, he's adapting to you, and he doesn't like your presence any more sometimes than you want his, so. Yeah, I think he is actually up. He's one of these guys that gets up pretty early and gets going. So I think I hear him around. But you can't hear my dogs barking, which is the beauty of this makeshift studio that you don't have to worry about because my dogs right now are barking.
Does that mean your feet hurt?
That's not a euphemism either. No. I mean, my actual golden retrievers are at the front door of my house. I know this, barking out the door because they are seeing somebody walking by and they want to be – they want somebody to pay attention to them because they are so neglected.
All right, so we have decided to work on Monday. You will have the birthday hangover, which is totally acceptable.
Okay.
But will we have any information about economic proposals in baseball? Do you think this bomb explodes over the weekend? Are we waiting for next week? Are we going post-holiday on this thing? Do they want to be able to grill in peace in Major League Baseball? Or what do you see as the timetable here?
I think that what we're going to see in terms of Major League Baseball is news story about the reaction to the official proposal. I think that probably is as far as we're going to get this weekend. We'll hear. I would be really surprised if they don't exchange officially the proposal today or tomorrow or over the weekend, because I think that, and we may also hear about how May 24th is maybe – maybe I'm overthinking this, but it did come up yesterday in sort of reporting the Cubs story that's when the guaranteed money or the money that was forwarded, advanced for them to pay players runs out. And so that's when things get real. And so I wonder if that will change the willingness to compromise or change the spirit or tone of the discussion. I would be surprised, Molly, if Memorial Day weekend, if it's not Monday, then maybe on Tuesday, if we don't get a little bit closer to either a feeling that this is going to fall apart or come together. But either way, I think we're going to have more to deal with in terms of tangible, you know, evidence to or cues or hints than we do right now.
Yeah, I was reading that, I think it was Bob Nightingale. Somebody wrote that there would be the financial proposal or the, you know, their proposal would be presented today. That this was kind of a day they were looking to. Now, I don't know that they have gotten through all the health and safety. I don't know if they need to counter the counter. So they gave them the 67-page report, and there was some pushback. Nothing dramatic, nothing to use a made-up word, either dramatic or drastic, but there were a couple of things that they wanted to straighten out. So I'm uncertain if that means today's a straighten out day or if they actually will give them the economic proposal. I would hope they get to it, David, and not just because of the March 24th date, but just because if you're going to start spring training, You're going to need to know that in the next week to 10 days, because you're going to need to figure out who goes where and how you get there. You know, I said this to you before, the idea of a 3 week or a month to get ready for a baseball season seems insane to me. You know, I just watched the Bundesliga spend 6 weeks getting ready, and they weren't in shape on their first. There were still some guys that seemed to be struggling in the first game that they played. So, you know, you worry about how pitchers in particular are going to react to this thing. That seems to be the one that we don't talk enough about.
Well, and the KBO has experienced their share of injuries in Korea by coming back and not having players in as good of a shape as they typically are. Those have been mostly hamstring injuries which have cropped up, and you wonder if, while we're worried about the pitcher's arms, if it's actually the players, you know, the position players' hammies that are going to be the ones popping and you know, being something you have to keep an eye on, because those are the kinds of things that can derail a season or change the course of a team's kind of ability to contend. So, yeah, I think on Monday morning, though, Mully, I'll be curious to know which league has the most optimistic chance of returning, which in terms of our feel for it, because this is a big weekend for Major League Baseball, but also the NHL. You know, the Players Association is going to look at that proposal today, as Charlie pointed out. The NBA is inching closer to the Orlando model, and I think the NFL certainly is on the last one to mention, but I think they're seem to be on track. But I wonder, does the NHL is that the league that on Monday morning looks like the closest to being, you know, able to return, if the players accept a lot of these proposals or the details included in the proposal today?
The league right now that is closest to returning is the NBA. The NBA is coming back. The players want to come back. The stars want to come back. LeBron supposedly running secret practices with the Lakers. They are preparing to come back. And I think that more than any other league right now is the only certainty that we have. But as you say, maybe that changes over the weekend. Maybe that, you know, you would hope that baseball would be back before then. But I think the NBA is, you know, mid-July is what they have circled. We've heard that all over the place. They want to have a proposal in place and everything locked down by June 1. So
do you think
they end up being the league? Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think it's because we're in Chicago that idea, and I agree with you, I guess maybe reluctantly a little bit, but because the Bulls are what the Bulls are this year, and I know they've revamped their front office, there's a lot of reasons to hope, but that's next year. I don't know about if I have any excitement about them finishing this season.
I don't know, man. It was a really good NBA season, and there are three teams that are all kind of co-favorites.
Well, yeah, around the league. And,
yeah, I'm saying the league, but I mean, I just love the idea of you know, of Jim Boylan getting a last gasp to try to time out his way to keeping the job with the new administration over his shoulder.
That'll be his 10-part documentary one day, The Last Gasp.
Yeah, The Last Gasp.
The 10-timeout documentary. All right, everyone. We had a great time today. David, a very happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Please enjoy yourself.
I will.
And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
We certainly appreciate that. And our thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes, even if he's having a rare moment.
I thought our spirit was really good.
Good to hear, Jim. And Kevin Zipak, what a wonderful human.
Looking good on Last Dance, brother.
It's an all-time classic. And Ray, bless you, Ray. We appreciate everything you do, buddy.
Thanks,
and
Ray.
And I tested very positively in another sense. So this morning, I tested positively toward negative, right? So, no, I tested perfectly this morning. Meaning I tested negative.
What?
Beautiful.
Happy birthday, David. God bless you.
Thanks, Molly. Have a good weekend.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
You're listening to Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one sports morning show. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I go back to the wooden nickel label, damn it. That's how far I go back. Dennis DeYoung is joining us.
Just tell Dan, he knows me. We've worked together. One time we worked together and I said, Dan, don't you owe me money from the 70s still? And he says, no. I said, yeah, I think you're late on the VIG.
I was...
You know what it is? He didn't even remember the 70s, for God's sake.
Oh, are you kidding me? I was the kid who, William Miller in Almost Famous at the Hammond Civic Center after Styx 2. I had the notepad in one pocket and a half pint of Jim Beam in the other, writing for my high school paper about Styx after the Equinox album hit record store shelves. So.
Well, hearing that story, I'd kiss you on the lips, but it has to be from 6 feet away.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The previous segment was brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, and this segment is brought to you by Northside University Health Systems.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, having a dad who is in Pro Football's Hall of Fame, how was handling that for you?
Growing up, it was a delicate balance between being comfortable and loving my dad and also being uncomfortable because of the unwanted attention that I received and my brothers received. I ran from my bloodlines. I wanted to be Kyle, a baseball player, not Kyle Long, Howie Long's son. And really the straw that broke the camel's back with football was the fact that my older brother was getting ready to be the number 2 overall pick from the University of Virginia across the street from our high school.
So I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to do something different. And I had confidence in myself to be able to have success, but I wasn't able to rein it in socially.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Do you ever get annoyed by petty things? Does your head fill up with complaints throughout the day? Well, I have the solution for you. It's a podcast called Unhappy Hour with Matt Bellassai. That's me. Every Tuesday, we vent about all the things we love to hate with special guest complainers.